No, I've got a number of issues there, basically regarding job creation, debt relief, and how we actually get out of the mess we're in. There's other issues there, where people have had their social welfare cut, the minimum wage has been cut, but I think there are other ways of dealing with reducing our expenditure, but also increasing the take for the revenue office as well.
Now, you have been most notably in the public eye for the VRT campaign. That's still ongoing. And indeed, MEP Marion Harkin informed you that there is some progress in that regard, generally speaking.
Yeah, I'm really, really encouraged by it. We have two petitions that have gone forward with the EU Petitions Committee that they have been declared admissible. One relates to students, another relates to how Republic of Ireland citizens who work in Northern Ireland are being declined their rights of fair employment in Northern Ireland. And I'm very confident that those two petitions will actually carry through.
Finally, if elected to the door, what difference do you think you could make?
I think as an independent, I can offer a completely alternative view from what the mainstream parties have been putting forward at the moment. What we have in Donegal in particular is a serious issue where we're being neglected. And this is mainly due to party politics, that the TDs that we've had elected up in this area have basically had to play ball with their counterparts in Dublin. And from that respect, we've actually lost out in the long run.